Live from the new Panic Zone, I'm Steve Dur. I am America's voice, delivering an equitable and socially just morning program using only sustainable topics to maintain maximum diversity and inclusion, and of course, equity. And for the record, no animals were harmed in the production of this program. You should feel good. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, a Republican senator putting up a bill to ban abortion nationally after 15 weeks and put America in line with pretty much the rest of the civilized world. I'm sure it'll go nowhere. Number two, jobs continue to flow away from the union bosses to right-to-work states in record numbers. And it reflects on America's growing rejection on socialism. But will it be enough? And number three, the new narrative from the left and the media handmaiden seems to be that somehow Joe Biden has really rallied the country. The red wave is dead, just a fantasy now. More like a red whimper. And Democrats might actually hold the House and the Senate this November. Well, I can tell you after yesterday's new and terrible inflation numbers, Americans are more convinced than ever that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Jennifer Granholm, Pete Buttigieg, and the rest of the kids in the clown car are not qualified to run to the bathroom, let alone run a country. The bottom is about to fall out. And if the rail strike that could come as soon as 12:01 Friday morning, if that materializes, all of those pro-Trump union members, they could help cement the Democrats in the basement forever, right where they belong. One could hope. I want to take a closer look at some of the races making headlines around the country. One of those is clearly the Senate race in Pennsylvania. The Senate race in Pennsylvania, one of those races we'd like to look at, right? Of course, that's John Fetterman and Dr. Oz. And Democrat Fetterman just continues to run away from debating his opponent after once promising to do so. Let's go with bite number three. Bite three. Go.
Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate John Fetterman says he will not participate in an early September debate.
John Fetterman is running away from a debate, this after claiming earlier this year that candidates need to debate.
John Fetterman says he won't be participating in a debate in early September.
Pennsylvania Senate candidate John Fetterman says he will not participate in an early September debate.
Yeah. You know, there you have it. Won't compete in a debate, will he or will he not? Well, John Fetterman, let's just hear from him. During a campaign gathering in Pennsylvania, explaining some of his positions coming into the election. Bite number eight, go.
It's such the most important race for the Senate here for 22. We have to replace Pat Toomey. Oh, no. Yeah. Senator Toomey was not very nice to me. Pat Toomey is a miracle. He had a chance to match me up again. Abortion is the ballot now in November.
No idea what was said there. Maybe you can sort it out for me. I have no idea. Right? He's recovering from a stroke. I get it. It's a difficult time. But is he actually capable of being a United States Senator at all? Stroke recoveries are complicated and difficult, and if he is in the office, who would actually be making the decisions? Him? Somebody else? Don't know. Matt Gorman is a GOP strategist. He says Arizona is now leaning strongly to Carrie Lake as governor, but the Senate race there is too close to call. And the key is the movement of Latino voters to the Republican side of the aisle, which they're doing in big numbers. Bite number 11. Bite 11. Go.
So you watch that in a vacuum and you say, well, Carrie Lake has to be down 10. And you're right. And you see the polls and it's neck and neck. And I think there's three countervailing forces that have make it to equilibrium. To your point, they're not ready for be a swing state yet. They don't have the Democratic bench. Kelly came out of nowhere. He was a celebrity. Sinema is a political talent. I'll give her that. But Katie Hobbs is not a good candidate. And you combine that with, I think in the state, we have economy and border security on our side as an issue. And also we lose some of those white suburban voters, but we're gaining Latino voters as well. So you have those three forces. It counterbalances a lot of that.
Yeah, counterbalance a lot of things. Yeah, well, did it? Did it not? Yeah, and here is, by the way, in New Hampshire last night, Trump-supported candidates sweeping the field. Caroline Leavitt, who wasn't even old enough to serve until she turned 25 last month, a former college swimmer, Granite State native graduate of St. Anselm College, who had moved back to New Hampshire less than 18 months ago after serving as a comms staffer in the Trump White House and then for Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, the third highest-ranking Republican in the House. Well, she won easily, also winning Republican MAGA candidates General Don Bolduc, Don Bolduc, and then Bob Burns, for House District number 2, but some Republicans, insiders, not impressed. They were saying things like disastrous, brutal, and I think we're all effed. They think these candidates are too extreme. Too extreme to win in a general election. Well, here's where we are. The Democrats worked awfully hard to get Bolduc the nomination, for example. They did the same thing to push Bob Burns past George Hansel in the 2nd Congressional District. If they come out and win in November, which they certainly can, it's going to be a bit harder, clearly. That's a consensus. It's going to be harder than a moderate, middle-of-the-road Rhino Republican. But if they win, the Democrats are going to have themselves to blame. And look, when I look at numbers like the price of food up 13.5%, the index for other food at home rose 16.7%. You know, when you see food prices rising 13.5% to almost 17%, well, you never know what might happen in November. If the inflation persists, if the prices persist, if the price of gasoline starts to tick back up as it is in Michigan, at least where I live, what's happening where you are? Well, then it all comes back to the economy, doesn't it? You see, and the current average is stalled at $3.70 nationwide. The price of diesel at $5, basically stalled. And oil prices, well, oil prices have been going up for the last few days. Not a lot. 0.5%, 0.33%, 0.5%, 0.33%, in the high 90s. And so Joe Biden can only dump America's petroleum reserve for so long before he runs out of runway. Anyhow, we'll see what happens. Quick break now on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.